Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it. Moving so phenomenally.
Phenomenal. This radio program is. I'm Doug with Jen and Victoria. I'm happy to see that Sarah Silverman with People in the News, our focus here, clarified her ridiculous comment the other night. I know a lot of people were really upset at Sarah Silverman because of her denunciation of the Bernie Sanders supporters. Has Bernie just kind of disappeared all of a sudden? Gonzo, right?
No, he sold out.
Well, he did sell out, but
he really did, actually. And I think a lot of his supporters, they tried to walk off the floor of the convention after he announced Hillary as the nominee.
Yeah.
And they got trapped because there's a lot of security checkpoints all over. So once they left the floor, they were sort of trapped in like the media press tent area. So eventually they had to just go back to the convention. It was sort
nicely
of anticlimactic.
Mm-hmm. Right. So to give Bernie Sanders his due, the reason he's gotten traction, this is the kind of thing between his traction, Donald Trump's traction, this report on levee safety around the country. Those of you who remember Katrina, everybody raise your hands if you remember Katrina.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Okay, goes back 11 years ago.
Can't
when the hurricane blew through New Orleans and destroyed the city. 1,300 people died in that storm, and most of them drowned because the levees failed. So what did the government do under the guise of the federal emergency management people and the Army Corps of Engineers? They built the exact same thing at a cost of $13 billion. They built the exact same levee that would do the exact same thing would another storm like Katrina blow through there.
Well,
so they didn't
smart.
Do one damn thing.
Jeez.
And so there are other levees all around the country that since this Katrina thing cost so much money, Government Accounting Office looked at not only the levee that the Army Corps of Engineers rebuilt down there. I remember talking about this the year after when they started to do it. I said, what are you, nuts? You're going to build the same thing that didn't work before? And nobody paid any attention. So $13 billion later, they got the same thing. So now the feds, the Government Accountability Office, which is an arm of the government in examining things, they have looked at the same levees, the same sort of levees all around the country, 100,000 miles of them around the country, and found most of them are useless. Wouldn't do a thing were there to be a storm the size of Katrina. And here we are falling asleep. I remember actually when I was a kid, and I can go down to the, if you had, Google Maps, and you look down to the park where I have a lot of corn and other things that are growing down the street from my farm. There was, after a flood in 1954, the government came in. There was a new development in this part of Framingham. And the homes got washed away, flooded out, gonzo. And it was the plain, little bit of a slope, and the water just stuck in this little valley here and destroyed a lot of the homes. So what did they do after that? The federal government came in and built a wall, basically, a levee, a dam. But what they did was build it backwards. Oh. So that if there were another big storm, all the water would be held outside so that all of the homes would be destroyed. But on the other side, it would be all dry. The woods would not get...
This is
the kind of stuff...
We have to look into the bidding process on projects.
Why aren't they part of the presidential election campaign? Why aren't these questions being asked of the candidates?
Because levees aren't sexy, and no one cares until one is broken.
Yeah.
It's just like a bridge or a tunnel, and no one cares about it until it's a problem.
Yeah, you don't care about having spent all that money tax-wise.
But it's just such an inside job. I mean, you want to talk about corruption and, you know, DNC hacks and scandals and all these types of things. If you looked into the bidding process for government jobs, there are only a list. There's a small list of approved government-style contractors.
Yep.
And so many of them are tied in. A perfect example in California where I live is this bullet train that is costing bazillions of dollars. That's a new term, but that's how much money it's costing.
Uh-huh.
And it's going nowhere. If you look up who's actually the foreman of the project, it's Nancy Pelosi's husband. Yeah. I mean, give me a break. This is, it's just not okay.
Nope.
Do
it isn't,
crazy jobs that have to be done again so that they can make twice the money.
But meanwhile, and I don't say that this is wrong, but look at all the attention being given. Look at the money that's being donated to charity, supposedly, for the first person who can find a copy of Donald Trump's tax returns. I don't really care what his tax return looks like. I don't care what Hillary's tax return looks like. I don't think that tells you anything about how they would govern. People say, oh, are you kidding? That tells you who they're tied to. Nah. Look at the donors that are giving money. Those are the people, and that's the circumstance that I want to see. I want to know more about who's giving money to Hillary. I don't care about the Clinton. Well, I guess the Clinton Foundation is an arbiter of that to a certain extent. But as far as Trump is concerned, how many mobsters he's done business with buying concrete when you're building buildings in New York?
You can't get around that.
Well, of course you can. So
they're the ones with the concrete.
They're the ones with the concrete. Yeah, right. That's it.
I don't fault them for that one.
Anyway, we got a lot of that stuff seemingly going on. It's kind of silly. All right, other people in the news. Lindsay Lohan and her fiancé got into some trouble, rather a dramatic situation in London. She took to social media alleging that her boyfriend or what?
Fiancé.
What's his name? Tarabazov?
Yeah.
Igor Tarabazov. Yeah, that's a good combination. She said on her social media sites that he cheated on her, and now she is pregnant, worried about.
She said,
anger
"We don't
issues.
Know."
So what's she doing with this guy? I mean, what is this? Is this more Lindsay Lohan? I want attention. Please give me some attention.
Allegedly, he was choking her, and she was screaming so loudly that the neighbors called the police. And I don't know. I mean, it seemed like she was finally happy and, like, calmed down a little bit. And now, who knows?
I think she's drinking again, and she's gone off the rails again. But the problem is now she has absolutely no way to make any money because no one will hire her.
Mm-hmm.
So she has to be with some billionaire boyfriend or whatever because she can't survive
on
her own.
She can't be insured, yeah.
Yeah.
Great. All right. Let's see. One more here. Aaron Rodgers, Green Bay quarterback. Oh, this belongs to the television news or just gossip. Somebody asked him if he was watching his brother, Jordan, on The Bachelorette. JoJo Fletcher is the person... Is the object of everybody's affection who's watching this?
I'm watching it, unfortunately.
I've seen bits and pieces of it, yeah.
Let's hear the story, Kara. Come on.
Okay, so now they're down to the top two. Uh-huh. And Jordan is one of the people who's left. And
the grumbling. It's just...
So basically, the two people who are left are both ex-athletes. He used to be... His job on the show, because when they mention the name, they always put their career. And
his like chicken picker or something.
Yeah, his is ex-NFL quarterback, because that's a career you can have. Anyways, his whole thing in the last episode, he revealed when she came to meet his family that Aaron Rodgers wouldn't be there because he doesn't talk to his family anymore. Which I guess is kind of sad.
So Aaron Rodgers, is he dating Olivia Munn?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh. Mm-hmm. All right, speaking of complicated, up next, Bill O'Reilly has a complicated relationship with slaves who built the White House. That story coming up here.
They're fine.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than proactive. Announcing today's Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactiv Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin, beautifully. The plus means more. More precise, targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactive Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactive Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Creativity is one of the most important skills you can have today, but creativity is overrated.
Creativity solves problems, but creativity by itself is useless.
We talk with a lot of people who want to start a business. They have a unique idea.
But the idea is a small part of a successful business. You have to take action. Otherwise, creativity is wasted.
Why don't we act? Creativity may require change. We hate change.
It may mean taking a risk. We avoid risk. So we do nothing except create. It's creativity without the activity.
The creative side of creativity is important, but putting activity into your creativity leads to big success.
Find big success at biggsuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Today on App Check, photo board. Manipulate pictures with your fingers. Pinch, zoom, or rotate. For $3, an app should have a useful purpose. Not this one. Photo board.
Struck out.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So what really happens to a family when all the kids leave the home? Well, researchers know, and here's the unfortunate science of it. The probability of divorce increases after the children grow up and leave home. Think about it. You and your husband before kids, well, you spend a great deal of time getting to know each other. Then the children come along, and for 18 plus years, most of your attention is focused on the children. So when the kids leave, mom and dad look at each other and say, now, who are you? So what's the cheap psychological trick? Well, it's common sense. It's not rocket science. It's essential that even when kids are in the home, you've got to keep love alive. Talk to each other. Pick a date night once a month. Take a mini vacation without the kids. Do little sweet things for your spouse all through the marriage. That'll keep the thrill alive. Send me an email at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57.
Well, well, boys and girls, it's 47 past the hour. And strangely enough, Bill O'Reilly has created yet another controversy. Apparently he said, I did not see this. I didn't even see the video because I just said, okay, that's O'Reilly. There were a lot of people that got upset about his statement on his program the other night. That the slaves that built the White House were well-fed, had decent lodgings provided by the government. So some of the comments that came as a result of that, Bill O'Reilly wants to know that slaves who built, wants you to know, slaves who built the White House were well-fed. Thanks for sharing that, Bill. That Stephen King wrote that.
Back to you. Let's in the studio.
Brian Cranston.
Here's the thing. It's a pretty outrageous statement to make. And it sounds horrible because even if they're well fed, they're like still slaves, you know, which is the bummer there.
Right.
But I think that Bill O'Reilly has done, I mean, he's studied a lot of history to write his books, the killing Kennedy, the, you know, so he's a historian.
Mm-hmm.
So I wouldn't necessarily laugh at what he's saying because maybe it was the cushiest of the jobs. Maybe that's what he was getting at. I don't know. I hate to defend him because it sounds pretty outrageous.
Well, he said, he tweeted last night that his words had been distorted by far left loons, which pretty much is how he manages to corral anybody who says something that he doesn't like or approve of. And he, I don't know if gets away with is the right wording. He's Bill O'Reilly is the perfect example of someone who's smart enough to use his show-busy talent to be absurd. He's an absurd character who's created the no-spin zone, which is completely spin. Everything he does is complete spin. And, you know, it's like people who say, I'm telling you the truth. Yeah, okay, so it's the truth according to you. Doesn't mean it's the fact, it's the truth according to you. All right, John Hinckley Jr., according to the federal judge, is okay to go home.
How many people?
Remember Hinckley shot Reagan and James
Brady?
Yeah, he
just got rewarded because he missed. I mean, his intention was to kill a president, just FYI.
And so, didn't he kill somebody in the meantime or in the process, right? Didn't someone else die, a Secret Service guy or something?
Well, Brady was the one most seriously hurt. He was paralyzed and
he died a couple of years ago.
But he was found insane. So that's why he didn't go to jail or anything. And a lot of people got upset. I'm thinking, if I'm him or his family, I'm thinking you better leave him inside because somebody's going to take a pot shot at this
guy. You know, someone actually called in and brought up a really interesting point that the person who would probably be most concerned about this is Jodie Foster.
That's exactly what I said yesterday. Yes, that's the first thing I thought about is, the first Jodie thing that crossed my mind is what do the Reagan kids think? And then Jodie Foster must be freaked because he was in love with Jodie Foster, who was a child star at the time.
Well, yeah, I was reading his last letter that he, because he was stalking Jodie Foster and he shot Reagan. Yeah,
he was after her first.
Yeah, his last love letter was to her and said, I want you to know that I'm doing this for you. I'm an hour away from going to shoot him, and I hope that me doing this big dramatic thing is going to change your mind and that you'll finally love me.
And that's why they found he was nuts, and they put him in a shrink factory for all these years.
Wow. But yeah, that was exactly the thought I had. Yeah. Does she freak out a little bit knowing this loon is out? I don't know.
Interesting. The thing, I'm looking at some of the fact-checking that went on. Both Republicans and Democrats exaggerate. I'm finding it hard to believe. I know you'll all be shocked to hear that some of the things that were said Tuesday night, Monday night, last week by the Republicans weren't in fact true. Can you imagine? No.
Can I clear the record here, too? Donald Trump did not say he would like Russia to hack us.
No.
That is not what he said.
No.
He said, hey, if they've got him, might as well release him. I'd love to see him, and I bet you would, too.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, that gets interpreted. A lot of things the president said were kind of off the charts. Tim Kaine said, you can go to HillaryClinton.com right now and find out exactly how she'll make the biggest investment in new jobs in generations. The fact is that it's the biggest in generations, only if you don't count Obama's $814 billion stimulus package, which they conveniently forgot about. Anyway, I mean, they don't.
But you know, the facts get in the way. I mean, the point of these conventions is to rally people, right?
Yeah,
to get them to get excited and go vote. I mean, there's a little bit of that on both sides, but it's
so
about
here's
exciting
the thing.
People.
This is thank you for bringing that up, Jennifer, because I believe one of the huge opportunities being lost on the convention last week and this week is getting people to register to vote. Hello, ding, 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 ding.